This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Each and every Friday, we check in with the folks at Brinkotter.com, and I always have fun with this. The winner of last week's Home Highlight featuring our downtown Hickory Point Bank building listing was Julie Huber, who got a $50 gift card to the Brass Horn. And by the way, you know how this show has really synced this week for some reason? We're giving away today a $25 gift card to Notorious Meats.
Oh, I could have used that yesterday, man.
You're not eligible.
I know.
But anyway, if you want to go to the Nowtacator Facebook page and like, comment, and feel free to share, you are certainly welcome to participate in that contest. Lewis Kapler joins us, part of Team Booker today. Lewis, good morning. Thank you for being with us. How's your Friday so far?
Brian, so far so good. I'm recovering from my second COVID shot, so I'm hoping I'm going to make sense here. But
we're happy you got the vaccination. So tell me about 3967 Neely Avenue. This looks like a great starter home for somebody. Fenced in backyard, nice and affordable, three bedroom. It's got a nearly 1 acre lot. Tell me a little bit about this property.
Yeah, so if you're familiar with Neely Avenue, it's a dead-end street just north of Mound. So you're, from a location standpoint, you're really close to shopping. Target's right down the road. And, you know, with it being a dead-end street, you also have cornfields on one side, so it really feels like a country setting. The back of the property, where, like you'd mentioned, it's a fenced-in, basically half-acre fenced backyard that backs up to, like, a nice wooded lot. And then behind that, there's actually, if whoever purchases this house would have the option to reclaim land back there. So rail yard is abandoned back there. They are not reclaiming that. So what is currently an acre property could easily be up to 2 acres. So that's something that would add value to the property. But yeah, it's a super great three-bedroom, one-and-a-half house. It's a ranch. 1,700 square feet would be a perfect starter home.
No doubt about it. You can't beat the price. $84,900. That's unbelievable. Pictures are all up at Brinkotter.com. They do a better job than anyone out there in really giving you a feel. Not only the photo gallery, but you can check out the layout and all the other things that are there as well, including the interactive floor plan. Lewis, if people are interested in seeing this, you know, as we're starting to open up, you just mentioned getting your second vaccine. Are you showing houses in person a little more now?
I absolutely am showing houses in person, as are most Brinkotter agents. This entire time, we've been following our COVID guidelines to make sure everyone's safe and as comfortable as they can be. So if you are interested in a house at all, don't feel afraid to reach out.
All right, and you can check it out at Brinkotter.com, 3967 Neely Avenue. Lewis, have a great weekend. Thank you for being with us. This is a really cool, you know, if you got maybe like a young kid or pets, starter home, you got fenced in, big backyard.
Yeah, you know, and the kitchen is pretty well open, you know, and I like the back with the porch, the covered porch. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's pretty positive about this house. It would be a lot of fun.
Custom built cedar deck.
Oh, that's cedar. I saw that. That's a really nice outdoor experience. And I'm curious about reclaiming, you know, and doubling up your land size. I think that would be something I definitely would look into if I were moving into this one.
No doubt about it. And so you can check it out, 3967 Neely Avenue at Brinkotter.com. We get back on the other side of the break. The head of Team Booker, Terry Booker, is going to join us, and we'll get to our second. I really feel like we've double delivered all week.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been working hard, Brian.
I feel like you tuned in for 10 minutes and you got 20 minutes worth of 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
So keeping with that theme, not one. Two home highlights. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today's looking good. Mostly sunny and windy with a high near 66. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 39. For Saturday, we've got a 50% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 60. And Sunday, showers and possible thunderstorms. Windy with a high near 56. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:50. This look at your weather is brought to you by Carriage Crossing Senior Living, scenic urban living in a nurturing environment.
Is maintaining your home becoming more than you can handle? Are you caring for a spouse or loved one and feeling overwhelmed? Carriage Crossing Senior Living is the helping hand you're looking for. Come experience all the services and amenities offered at Carriage Crossing Senior Living to help you live the life you love. come to Carriage Crossing Senior Living's Ice Cream Social Celebration on Saturday, May 15th, or stop by anytime. 2650 North Monroe, conveniently located across the street from DMH. CarriageCrossingSL.com.
Get out from behind your screen and take it to the course. Play around or hit the driving range at Red Tail Run or Hickory Point Golf Course in Decatur. With new carts, impeccable course conditions, online tee times, and friendly staff, golf in Decatur is an exciting way to get outdoors this spring. Grab some cold drinks and a bite to eat in our grill rooms and shop your favorite brands, high-tech gadgets, gifts, and golf essentials in our pro shops. Golf is back and better than ever. Plan a day on the links and book your tee time online at golfdecatur.org.
This spring, it's hiring season at Memorial Health System. Featuring multiple hiring events, multiple hospitals and clinics with a wide range of available positions, including registered nurses, certified nursing assistants, licensed practical nurses, and environmental services personnel. So, if you're ready to work in a caring, collaborative environment and make a positive impact in the community, now is the perfect time to apply. Visit jobs.choosememorial.org/events to learn more. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
You don't never need help from
nobody. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I knew I was bragging too soon. We're back here on a Friday. Good morning. Team Booker taking over the home highlight this week, and we welcome Terry Booker to the program. Terry, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you this sunny day?
You hit it right on the head. It's a sunny day, so I am very, very happy. All right, tell me about this. I mean, I got one word for this. This is just wow. I don't even know where this is. I don't even know how to pronounce the street name.
It's Jokish Road. It's 2896 Jokish Road. It's to the south of town, and this is one-of-a-kind home. It's absolutely amazing. It's a story and a half, but the main floor has 4,365 square feet. So it's like a ranch with a bonus two bedrooms up above. Every bedroom has its own bath. The architecture here is amazing. There's the home Larry Cunningham from Staley, some people will know, owned years ago. And the initial building is, it's just, the quality is, it's just amazing. You walk in and you are just in awe from the time you walk in the front door. The setting is beautiful. The pond's right on your left-hand side. The current owners have taken such good care of it. They put on a new roof and a new driveway. It's 7.5 acres, so you can have all the privacy you want. But the inside looks like it was built yesterday. And if you built this house today, it would cost you more than twice of the asking price.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, clearly, this is a limited audience, but man, you're talking about, you know, 6,000 square feet. You mentioned 7.5 acres. There's a pond, right?
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. It's as you drive up the driveway on your left hand side. There's a patio on the walkout lower level that you can sit and see the pond. There's a huge three season room on the back that is beautiful, and then there's a little guest house that you could use for guests or a mother-in-law suite or maybe a child that is coming back for a short time after something. I don't know. It's limitless. It's an amazing house.
I love the ceilings. And in the description, it's described as majestic. That's exactly what it looks at, like looking at the pictures. All right, so if folks are interested, Terry, they'd like to see this. You know, they go to the website, they look at all these pictures and go, wow, this is unbelievable, and they see the value. I know $695,000 is a lot of money for a home, but as you mentioned, you were to build this today, it would cost twice that much to build what you're looking at right here. So there is a value equation here for the right person. How do they contact you? How do they see this in person?
Of course, if you get online, all of our information is there. My phone is 217-433-0561. And if you can't write that down, all you have to do is go to Brincotter, go to agents, and my number, the email is there. If you're looking at something, or if you're thinking about wanting something out in the country a little bit, but want the privacy, you've got to see this before you would think about building, because this is just one amazing house.
No doubt about it. Everything, you know, the master bedroom has its own fireplace, feels like a retreat. You know, you got the built-in dressers and huge closets and cedar walls. I mean, it just seems like if you had a checklist of attention to detail, this would check every box.
Yeah, it's never ending, and it's the most unusual but really cool and livable living space. You feel like you are at home anywhere you go in this house.
That's amazing stuff. Terry, have a great weekend. We appreciate it. 2896 Jokish Road. Nick, this is, I don't know. This looks like the Ewings to me. Like I want to hum that theme to Dallas.
Every single piece, every single room, when you go through these beautiful photographs, you will see an arched window or a elevated ceiling or, you know, like you said, cedar or something that is a little extra, something that's got some attention to detail that you don't see in most homes. And that driveway, look at how cool it looks with the greenery in the center of it. I mean, honestly, this thing is about as good as it gets.
And every bedroom has its own bathroom. What is that? Ensuite, in suite, whatever you want to use the fancy term for it. But I mean, you know, it's contained.
That is, I mean, this place is impressive. I mean, it's the bathroom that they show, it looks like honestly like a suite in a like a Vegas hotel. You know, this is a really special.
You say Vegas and people are going to think Vegas in a really nice,
the nice
Vegas
part
suite.
Of Vegas.
Yes, not downtown. No, it is spectacular. And man, just the land, you know, you're close enough to town, but you got to feel like you're just out in the middle of nature, you know, with you got 7.5 acres and a pond and a new driveway in 2019, new roof. In 2019, and then that main level guest suite, and then two additional bedrooms upstairs. And overall, when you look at the cost per square foot, $115. I know a $1 million. What's that show called on Bravo? $1 million listings.
Listings. Yep.
Yeah, I think the New York version just aired for the first time last night. You know, and people are paying $2,000 a square foot.
Right. I got to tell you, the basement, I'm a sucker for basements, and this one has a basement that makes a full-size air hockey table in a photo look like a coffee table because there's that much room around it. It's unbelievable.
There's a lot of potential.
There is a lot.
And there's also a lot that's already been done. And even the trees, I mean, the curb appeal is something I always pay attention to. Because, mm-hmm. Classy in small things, classy in all things. And they got the right color schemes, and they got the beautiful trees. And you drive up that driveway, and it just feels like home.
Right.
A big home.
It does.
But home.
Absolutely. And on the back, it's got a staircase that reminds me of like the Oscars or something as it just opens up, as it comes down and invites you right up into the house. It's a great looking home.
And the guest house. Trust me. You know, there's a reason why they say fences make good neighbors. Right. Guest house. That could be wonderful.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.